Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just gonna do a quick little recording here. I'm recording this on my phone. My laptop's not really connecting to audio right now for some reason. I'm not sure why. It's a new laptop, so gotta do some troubleshooting. But currently in my little makeshift office for the moment. I would go out and record with Purdy, but right now it's just, everything with this virus is going on. We kind of need to stay away from interaction as best we can, I think. But I wanted to make a quick video about since we don't have wrestling going on, I got to find something to talk about, and it's something that I mentioned to Purdy, and it's just a quick list. I wonder what you guys think of it. It's five teams who I think, five D1 teams specifically, who absolutely need a D1 program as far as wrestling goes, and I'll give my reasons as to why here in a second. Let's start with the first one. Would be Southern Cal, USC, or even somewhere like Miami. Now, the reason I choose Miami versus like Florida or Florida State or somewhere like that is just because Miami, it's a beautiful location. It's in the ACC, so we have plenty of teams they could wrestle. Miami would be a great place for recruiting. A lot of people would love to go there. Same goes with Southern Cal. I mean, Southern Cal, they have a fairly pretty, they have a fairly good club team, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, it's just a prime location. It makes sense. California's got a slew of talent, wrestling talent around there. And it's such a big state. I mean, it's just it, to me, it makes sense. Even their conference that they'd be in would just it would be a good fit. So that's why I would say either USC or Miami. Now, number four, I'd say Oregon. This also just comes off the back of them having a team in the past. They used to have a team. Chael Sonnen wrestled for them, as y'all know. I feel that it would be something cool to have them kind of revive that wrestling program. I think it would be a great story. Everyone in the NCAA would be all on board for them. Plus their deal with Nike. I mean, they could come up with so many cool looking singlets. Like the idea of all the singlets they could come up with, for different matches, different duels, for tournaments, championship singlets, stuff like that. To me, that would be so great. And plus, Oregon's a beautiful place to live. Also, that area has some fairly good wrestlers up around that area. So I mean, that would be my definite choice for the number four pick. Number three, this one's gonna shock some people. I know it shocked Coach Purdy when I mentioned it, but it was Clemson. And the reason I say Clemson for my number three and not my number one is because, if Clemson continued to not have a program, it wouldn't be a big deal. Here in the state of South Carolina, wrestling is not as big a sport. It's all about football and baseball here. I mean, yeah, it's a travesty that we have so much money coming in from our athletic programs now, especially from football, that we don't have a team. But I mean, you could do some cool stuff with the singlets and whatnot, but it's just if we didn't have a team, it wouldn't, I don't think anyone really would lose sleep over it other than me, probably. But we are in a great conference, we're in a great area. We could get some of the higher, the higher ranked wrestlers here in the state of South Carolina, they would have somewhere to go. I mean, you could look at some of the guys here in South Carolina that we've had, great name, like the great records and all this, they'll go to, but they end up having to go to somewhere like SMC. Or like, some smaller school that just doesn't, they can't really shine to their true potential. And I feel like Clemson, where we're at, us being in the ACC, which is probably the second or third best wrestling conference, we could wrestle teams like the Citadel, give them some shine, Limestone, give them some shine. We would even be in the area where we could wrestle at the Southern Scuffle. That's just, I mean, that would be, to me, it's just a no-brainer. But again, if we don't have a team, I don't think anyone's going to lose sleep over it. So that's why they're number three on the list. Number two would be Syracuse. Why Syracuse doesn't have a team, I don't know. Them being in the ACC, which is a big wrestling conference, and being in New York, like New York's it's a wrestling state. A lot of people know, New York and New Jersey, there's a lot of high class wrestlers around that area. I mean, to me, it baffles me why they don't have a wrestling team. I think they may have had one in the past. I'm not certain, so don't quote me on that. But, right now would be the perfect time. And, even with if Syracuse got a team, I think that would be perfect for Clemson, because instead of bringing one more team into the ACC conference, you could bring in two. And then so that just – that it one, it grows our conference, gives us more shine, but two, it also kind of – it would balance out any issues you might have if you were just to add one team. And so, again, New York's just a great wrestling state, so Syracuse definitely need a team. Now, before I get into number one, I would like to know what you guys think about this list. Like, you know, put your ideas down in the comments or something. It'd be cool to know what y'all think and which teams y'all wish would have a D1 team. And maybe even give your reasons. It'd be a cool idea. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get to my number one. And this is, I know it shocked Coach Purdy, but the number one team I feel needs a D1 program, and to me it's just baffling that they don't, is Colorado. University of Colorado Boulder, or yeah, however, whatever their long school name is. But yeah, Colorado is a mecca for wrestling. I mean, it's not like Iowa, it's not like a Minnesota, but I mean, when you think of Colorado, you think of the Olympic Training Center. And I mean, you think of that, like the altitude training, it's a beautiful place. I mean, Colorado is a beautiful place in general. It's a great place to train. It'd be a great place, you know, where these college kids can even get some work at the Olympic Training Center in the off season if they stay, you know, if they stay in Colorado. But, you know, one, it's a great place to train, but two, it's just a beautiful place. So the recruiting would be easy. I mean, Colorado, a lot of people love being in Colorado. It's a great, great environment. So if you can pull those people in from recruiting, just to either one, pull people in from out of state, or two, just pull in the great little pool of wrestlers that come out of Colorado. I mean, Colorado is known for some, you know, they've got some good wrestling. It's not like, you know, it's not like they're like South Carolina or even, let's say, just any Florida. Let's use Florida for an example. Florida or South Carolina, where we're not necessarily known for wrestling. I mean, Colorado, they have some scrappy cats there that, you know, that wrestle, you know, high school and all that. So that's my little list. Again, I wonder what you guys think of it. I'm going to try to send this to Purdy. So just, you know, put down below what you guys think. It'd be interesting. I mean, this, since we don't have wrestling going on, everyone's quarantined, everything's shutting down. I mean, let's talk about wrestling in some way. I mean, I wish we were sitting here doing our bracket challenge today, but, you know, due to circumstances, that's not looking like it's going to happen. So, but yeah, just let me know what you guys think. Bye-bye.